that's been my whole thing, is like, what can I do to help people create more control of their environment? And there's things that you can absolutely control when it comes to money, right? If you have a job still, you know what your payroll is, you know what to expect. You have control over your budget, right? And I know budget's such a horrendous word, but you have control over how money flows. You have the ability to measure it. And when you measure it, you can manage it.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast. And as usual, my awesome co-host, Tammy B., is here with me.
What's up, Ken?
Enjoying my Thursday. Of course, before I start the recording, I do my typical rant. I'll share that with everyone listening too. No, everything's great. Just moved office locations. The big move. And it literally was from the second floor down the first floor. And it was part of upstairs, taking down the whole west side of the first floor. And so it's great because now some clients really don't like climbing stairs. And I'm representing a lot more clients in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, mm-hmm. and 90s. It's amazing. Some people have incredible DNA, right?
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
90s. So now I got the whole first floor, so I've become more ADA compliant, has a nice flow, and my conference room's bigger. Put up this beautiful 4x6 glass board, have the monitor on the other side, and I just love drawing circles and arrows and stick figures and my fancy glass board.
So we're going to get you to do, you're doing some webinars pretty soon.
I will be doing a webinar 5 weeks out.
Nice.
Someone told me that's a great idea, and I've been promising to do one. I will be doing it 5 weeks out. There'll be, 4 weeks out. 4 weeks, 5 weeks, right? Within a month and a half, I'll have a solid date. I'll announce it in the next one. There'll be a webinar, and I'll just be teaching specifically about my beloved Bankosaurus.
Excellent.
I've got a lot of feedback saying, gosh, man, how come it's the third meeting you start showing me these numbers? If I saw this a month ago, I'd have gotten all the homework. And I'm like, well, because we got to get the boring stuff done first, like exciting auto insurance. Like I can't wait to show what I show on the Bankosaurus when I'm working one-on-one with clients. Mm-hmm. I love it. And every time I teach it, I love it more. And so that's why it goes from Bankosaurus to Bankosauri or Bankosauruses. Mm.
Yep.
It's just, but to create a strong foundation, fundamentals, I need to find out what people's priorities and dreams are. I got to create a financial strategy. I got to find, what resonates for people. And quite often the Bankosaurus really fits into that picture.
Right.
And so, but I don't have any presumptions. I don't have any agenda. I don't have any, I don't have anything to sell. My new assistant, who's great, by the way, she's awesome.
So fun.
She's like, hey, what's your first 15-minute meeting like when someone reaches out for help or this and that? And I mean, do you have any type of, not agenda, but she said a little bit differently. And I said, no, I get on the phone. I just want to find out how I can help someone, see if I can answer a question. And that's it. It's like Captain Impromptu. It's just, there is no agenda.
Right.
And so anyway, and this is a huge testimonial. It was very complimentary. I was telling you about this, Tammy, and so I will share it. But this,
good.
So to me, this is why I love what I do, and my assistant's gotten to see my intensity, but when she sees me she doesn't hear exactly what's being discussed because she just hears me, but she's like, gosh, you just sound so like you just absolutely are passionate about your clients. It's just so client centric. You just have so much fun. You can tell that you just so care and you're passionate, you're approachable, and it's just, you can just tell it's a blast.
So amazing.
Yeah. So I thought that was a huge compliment. So thank you. And huge. I mean, it says, man, I just so want you to meet my mom and help my mom. So how's that for a testimonial?
That's trust right there. And she's like just a couple weeks in, right?
Yeah. Just a couple weeks. And she's seen, I hate moving. I hate moving. I hate buying furniture. And so she has seen me at my worst and still is here. So that's good. And I told her, I said, when you come on board, you're going to see my worst because I got to do this damn move. And I hate it, hate it, hate it. I don't like buying furniture. And it's real fun too, because my wife's wanted a couch forever, at least a decade. And I keep coming with some frugal excuse of why not to spend the money. Mm-hmm. And she gets an idea of what I put, not too crazy. But for me, spending money, I don't like spending on furniture. But I just want this great, fun financial playground when clients come in. Right. And so it's a nice, it's nothing crazy, but it's a nice conference table. The TV I've had, but I got, you know, the TVs are so cheap now, but you know, it's a nice 4K TV. And then on the backside, I put this 4x6 glass sheet on, which that was an act of Congress last week, because it clearly says on the directions, it doesn't write anything. It just has a symbol, one person, X mark, two people, X marks. And then, then it's showing three people minimum to hang out this glass sheet.
Wow.
And I just have my assistant holding on one side, I'm holding another. Pretty freaking heavy. And I'm trying to accurately mark all the points. It was a disaster. And so I like totally screwed up my whole – haste makes waste. You think I would figure that one out a long time ago. I think it was Integrated Circuit Board Lab when I was getting my electrical engineering degree. I was trying to shortcut. It's a three-hour lab, and I thought I'd get it done in an hour. And I rushed it, effed up the whole thing. And when I say effed up, like, what would that be? Effed up, should say. messed up the whole thing. And then I was there for another 3 hours, right? So 4 hours into it, he's all, haste makes waste. You think I'd have learned that. But anyway, it was a disaster. It looked horrible. It wasn't perpendicular to the window. So it was a mess. And so sure enough, I had a repat sheetrock. So I learned how to do a nice structural fill over the weekend, get that stuff to cure, sand down, paint. You know, ask my dad and brother come at 7 a.m. on Sunday to get this thing up. And finally, it's perfect now, though. I mean, it is perfect.
Nice.
I mean, it's ridiculous, Tammy, but my wife knows I love tools. And so she bought, I think it was at Christmas time. Of course, anytime she buys me a tool, there's something that goes with that. Like there's a project she wants me to get done.
Smart girl.
But she's smart. She knows how I like playing with tools. So it's real clever. You know, I wanted this real cool EPA wood certified stove years ago. She wanted the bearing wall taken out. And I was like, damn, that was a lot of work. I don't think she understood what was involved. Well, she knows now. I was like, I don't think you know what pain's in store for me right now doing this thing. But I mean, unfortunately, my dad helped, but it was a lot of work. Anyway, I got my stove. Well, I put that laser level to use and like, you know, and it really is like dead on, like within a millimeter. So I'm stoked. It's done. It's really fun. It's a great, it's nice. You know, humble conference room, hold six people. And then I got the major conference room upstairs that I share with the tenants. And so anyway, it's done. And so my assistant didn't run away after seeing how lit I was for last week doing this move. And it's still not totally complete. But anyway, today's topic, by the way, since you asked how I am, is about control.
Nice. Okay.
I was real happy to have Dave Larson on last week. I think he's great what he does in the real estate world. And I really enjoy hearing his perspective. But something that kicked in my head is like, I asked myself, how come I don't like condo and homeowner associations?
Mm, right.
And his response was, because you like control. And he wasn't saying a negative way, but we've known each other for quite some time. But it was very accurate. Now, let me emphasize, when I talk about control, I don't want to control others.
Right.
Seems like too many leaders and politicians, boy, do they like that one, man. They like control of others.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but no, I'm talking about control of our situations. I love teaching clients. I like implementing with my family how we can, anything we can do to better control our environment, the better off I found we are in, right?
Yeah. And the Bank of Sorai is all about taking back control.
Yeah, so yeah, it can be big time. And so the Bankosaurus is typically one of my favorite strategies for creating a strong foundation and a strong saving strategy, because control-wise, yeah, you have a lot of control in regards to the contract. You have control of how you access that cash. You have control on the dividends. You have control on if you need to access by taking loans from the insurance company. You have a lot of control on how you pay that back, if you even choose to pay back the loan. And it's simple interest. So that's a perfect example. It's a pretty simple contractual obligation between two parties, two individuals work with each other. And unlike, for example, if you go to get a 5-year loan for a car and say it's like $25,000 and say the interest is around 5%, I don't have a calculator in front of me, but I would assume that now I'm gonna have to get a calculator, but the the principal and interest, the amortization schedule on that is probably about $525 a month.
Okay.
And you have to pay that every single month. What if you have a cash flow crunch? What happens if you don't pay it?
They come take your car.
That's right. And so same thing like with like a 30-year fixed mortgage, which typically I advise most clients that a 30-year fixed mortgage in majority of scenarios is a way better scenario than a 15-year mortgage. And the reason for that is because, well, A, the 15-year mortgage is a lot more money. But what happens to all these people, and it happens consistently, that overpay it every single month. Well, if you have a mortgage that's $2,000 a month, and you're overpaying it, but then you can't make the payment. I mean, if you keep overpaying it, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, because I made fun of myself from like 2006, 2000, you know, era, because I overpaid my mortgage all the time. If you have a $2,000 a month mortgage and you overpay by $200 consistently, you have all this equity in your house, what do you still have to pay the next month on your mortgage?
The mortgage?
The $2,000.
Yeah.
In this example.
Right.
What happens if you don't pay the $2,000?
They eventually come take your house.
They're going to take your home. Unless you have a bunch of friends in high places with all these governors making decrees right now saying that, oh, you don't have to pay your mortgage. And the banks can't kick you out. Well, that's interesting. Oh, and the landlords can't kick you out either. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. And I understand. I think there's a lot of good intentions to it. But, you know, I have clients where, guess what? They still have to pay their property taxes, still have to pay their sewer bill because that didn't stop.
Right.
So, I mean, there's all these unintended consequences that occur.
Right.
And boy, I'm about to go on rant because I just talked about cars. I don't know what you've seen in the Portland area where you live, Tammy, but what I did a couple things, and we'll go back to control. It all tied to it. Literally a week ago or another, maybe it was 7-8 days ago. So maybe it wasn't literally. It was about a week or so ago. I decided to embrace the Tammy B way. And I told my wife, I want to see if I can go a whole month with not paying attention to the news.
Wow.
I've gone a week.
Okay.
Been a happier person.
Nice.
Woo-hoo. Now, yeah, I know. I was like, that's how she does it. Just don't pay attention to the news. Now, with that said, and the reason for it is I was talking to my wife about it. I said, hey, I'm going to do something that she's never seen. Because you know I crave knowledge.
Yes.
I am not going to pay attention to news for a month. I'm not watching it. Now, with that said, I still see what the stock market's up to, but I don't read the commentary in the BS analysis of why it went up or why it went down. But I definitely go to see what the market's done. That won't go away. But I don't need to see the BS opinion pieces on it.
Right.
And the other piece that I will look, because I'll still go to that stupid coronavirus tracker on, you know, the Johns Hopkins one.
Yeah.
Well, because you don't know if the data is manipulated or not, but I'm just going to assume it's dead on. But what I care about is, like, I'm saying, it's like, oh yeah, they're just showing like these huge uptick in cases, which is fine. They're testing way more. That's not what I care about. What I care about is I want to know, you know, sure, I hope the denominator becomes huge. What I care about are, like, when I'm looking here locally in the Washoe County, Clark County area. Well, Clark County is not local to Washoe. I mean, it's interesting. A lot of people say, I'm from Reno, Tahoe, you know, Reno, Nevada area. And you say Reno and they think Vegas is like right next door.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Yeah, right next door, 7 hours south on a drive, not breaking certain speed limits. So it's a pretty big state. But I'm paying attention to the deaths, right? Mm-hmm. And so that has barely nudged, but I'm sure, you know, I mean, the media talking about control, I was like, you know, I think I'm losing control because I think I've been duped in certain ways. I think I've been manipulated through fear and greed. And yeah. I mean, look at how few people run the major media outlets. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And look at all the, why do you think all these corporations spend gazillions of dollars on newspapers and advertisements, et cetera? Right? I mean, obviously advertisements influence us or they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's right.
They're brilliant at human psychology. They're brilliant at pulling our strings if we don't even know we're being pulled.
Talk about control. That's right. Being controlled.
And I'm like, dude, I think I'm Mr. Logical and everything on decisions. But sure enough, when things go wrong, it's like, oh yeah, it's because I think I'm so sharp. And I was like, that was an emotional decision. Mm. And boy, did it bite me in the butt.
I hate that.
So from a controls perspective, it's like, hey, all this stuff I'm watching, what's going on? And of course, a client yesterday says, hey, what do you think about what's going on in Seattle? I was like, what's going on in Seattle? So now I felt like Tammy. What's going on in Seattle? Right. And he's telling me about it. And I start just feeling, I'm just getting upset about it. And I'm like, okay, that's why I'm not paying attention to the news right now. Right. And but the point is, like, none of that stuff I have control over right now.
Yep.
All this knowledge on all the stuff that's being pushed everywhere in the media, I don't have any control of it. So I told my wife last week, I said, here's what I do have control over, is that I can spend a little bit more time on learning how to better educate in different education styles so that I can get more knowledge to my clients and new clients more effectively, more efficiently, and help them apply that knowledge quicker.
I like
right?
it.
Mm-hmm. Getting better systems in place, working with my new assistant.
Right.
Doing certain things, improving certain contracts, working with a phenomenal money manager on the stock market side. I know I always poo-poo the stock market, but also I've said that it's my bright and shiny object too.
Yeah.
And I do think it's a piece of it's powerful for people, for some people.
Right.
So anyway, but those are things I do have control over. Those are things like, hey, instead of spending an hour tonight listening to what's going on at the news that I have no control over, and I know I just get angry about it 99% of the time, because what sells news? Fear and greed, fear and greed, fear and greed.
Yes.
Anger, emotion. And I was like, I don't want to be a part of it right now. I think it's important to be informed, and eventually I'll have to start paying attention to certain things. I mean, this is a big year for elections, local and nationally. But I mean, really, most of these things I have absolutely no control over. But what do I have control over? If I can just help my clients and help people listen to this show and help future clients just get sound fundamental principles down that mm-hmm. I've always said that a test is easy when you know the answers.
Right.
And so what's really important, like, is understanding the why. And so all mm-hmm. this back end stuff that happens in my office, and all the paperwork that has to get done, all the files, everything, right? Mm-hmm. It's important for me to teach my assistant the why behind it. And she craves to know the why. And just teach her on auto insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how it works, and more importantly, how it doesn't work. I mean, she's like, oh my gosh. I mean, how come no one explains this to us?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Why don't you call your ding dong insurance agents? Right. And ask them how come they ever explain it, but they don't, most don't.
Right.
Right. And why is that? Because when you look at media there, they understand our lizard brain. No one wants to hear it. It's the most boring topic in the world. So yeah. You see the, and these commercials are hilarious and they're so full of it and hypocritical too, but, cause they're like, oh, well, like when they're teaching about diminishing deductibles and they always make it fun and cute and whatever the hell that lizard's called, right? For one of the companies. I mean, they just make it fun. It's like all entertaining and fun. And so you want to do business with people where it's fun. But I've yet to see one auto insurance commercial that explains the importance of setting up the liability correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Why the product can be so valuable if it's done right. What do they focus on? When you see an auto insurance commercial, what do they focus on, Tammy?
Saving money.
You know, give us 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And we'll give you the world. Is that how it goes? I can't remember.
Something like that.
I can't remember. Like, it's like, oh, okay. Or I probably share this on an episode because it's just so fascinating. But I remember years ago, I'm laying this out for this family. I don't think they didn't become clients. I was not the right fit for them, but I still educate them on it. And so, yeah, but I get a 50% discount. Do you remember the story, Tammy? I can't remember if I share this or not.
I don't remember it.
You know, that's the problem. You tell these stories and I tell the same story to a lot of different people. Mm-hmm. And then you just don't remember if you told the story or not.
I totally know what you mean.
And yes. It's just the way it is, but they're great stories. And so yeah. I love sharing them.
Of course.
After structuring everything, getting way more protection for them, and they're paying way less money per year, he said, well, what kind of discount am I getting? I said, well, you're paying, and this is an example. I don't know, remember what the exact number was. Well, dude, you were paying $4,000 a year before, and now you're paying $2,000. Your discount with the previous company was 50%. Your discount with me is 0%. Which one do you want? Well, I really like that 50% discount. I was like, hey, well, I really can't help you, right?
Right.
So Tammy, what would you rather have? Would you rather have the 50% discount where you're paying $4,000 a year? Or would you rather have the 0% discount where you're paying two?
I'll take 0 and 2. Thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, it's just kind of funny how we think though. And
yep.
And these, and the media and advertisements and the movie and all these producers, they understand how to get at us.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Even if you're trained and start learning all this stuff, you're just like, gosh, man, they still get you.
Yep.
Emotion, emotion, emotion. So I've embraced the Tammy B way. We'll see if I can pull it off for another 3 weeks.
I love it.
So we'll see if I can pull it off another 3 weeks. But the point is that all this stuff I have no control over. But if I can read for 30 minutes on how to do something better on things I can control, all over it.
Absolutely.
All over it. So that's the whole – and that's a control thing. And that very alone of removing myself from that environment where people have a huge amount of control of my brain, mm-hmm. I've already noticed my vocabulary has improved again.
Oh, cool.
My memory is better in a week. Because it's nice. Not pulling on all these emotional strings.
Yeah.
And my awesome, I'm pretty proud of myself, this desk. I finally am going to experiment with a standing, you know, sitting and standing desk.
Yeah, yeah.
And so anyway, it sounds like pretty, my wife, I think a coworker up here, anyway, he built, it seems like, a really cool desk. And so awesome. He shared what he did. And then Danielle sent to me. Sounds like he's a really hard worker and performer. And I was like, oh, cool. Well, I'll just take that idea and just see if I can do it as good or if maybe a little bit better. But I thought it was great. So I thought that was awesome to share it. And then I sanded it and then put my cool sprayer that my wife bought me years ago, my HVLP sprayer to use. And not even sanding it, this thing is gorgeous. So I can't wait to build this thing tomorrow.
Nice. Awesome.
But I spent that time learning different spraying and finishing techniques, right? Just to sharpen the saw.
Awesome.
And now it's great doing the DIY side, but I still like having my handhold and mentorship. So my dad has done a bunch of woodwork. It's like, hey, am I missing something here? And I love that collaboration, right? So you try to create as much knowledge as possible, but then always seek someone out that does it way better than you or has the experience, so then to apply it right.
Right.
And then it comes out really, really good. I mean, my first, this is a control thing though, by the way, it's all, I hope, coming back to the same point. My first desk I built, solid walnut, I built this for my wife at one of our, we turned this into a home office. Mm-hmm. And it is, you go into it, it is an office in the house. I mean, it is mm-hmm. like a machine, the way that the monitors are set up and it was meant to be shared, but it's all hers now. But anyways, it's solid dark walnut. And I built this thing with my dad and he and I together, like I got the education from him, but then us working together as a team, that little mastermind, it came out perfect.
Nice.
And it came out gorgeous. So even, you know, how it's called book match, I believe is the term. Even the grain from drawer to drawer matches.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm proud of that. But it's a control thing. So it's like, hey, how am I going to control how my brain works? How do I want to control money? And I'll tie it to a few other stuff. I was like, hey, I'm not going to let people pull my brain right now.
That's right. Jerk your chain.
I have no control over it, but here's what I do have control over. If I can teach my clients better and more efficiently, and so they can take action One thing I found in most situations, and I teach at the university on this and other areas, money can help solve a lot of problems as long as it's applied correctly, right? Mm, okay. 50% of the nation paycheck to paycheck prior to COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. Who do you think has more control of their outcome? The people who, I mean, literally here in the state of Nevada, and I don't know what the media is reporting, but I just know from my little pool of people I know, family after family after family has been a huge nightmare for them to get their unemployment that they were promised for not voluntarily going back to work, well, quote unquote, voluntarily not going back to work.
Right.
On hold for 30 plus minutes and then disconnects. Call back tomorrow. Get back on hold for 30 minutes, call back tomorrow.
Jeez.
So the independent contractors, employees, you know, good intentions to help people, you know, to, I hope good intentions.
Right.
And, that doesn't feel like, that's not much control, is it?
No, it's how no about, control.
But my family, the families I've helped that have a crap load. And by the way, cause I learned the hard way, which I've discussed in episode one. Because I did it all wrong, so I'm not above anything. But I learned from it. Mm-hmm. Who do you think has more control of their situation? The ones that are paycheck to paycheck, or the ones that have 6 months to a year just sitting liquid?
6 months to a year for sure.
Yeah, in their bank accounts and talk about control. What's even more fun? I mean, sitting in cash, sitting in their bank accounts, sitting in their bank of Sorai.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Pure peace of mind that my family and my clients I represent have a crap load of money sitting in cash value in their bankosauruses. Mm-hmm. Boy, does that remove a lot of uncertainty for them.
And if I understand correctly, you're able to help people do that. And it's not like they have to go get a promotion or get another job.
No, it's just changing how money flows.
Yep.
It was great. A nurse I was helping, she works in the trauma unit here in Nevada, and she's just such a nice lady and sharp. And she mentioned a few weeks ago, she says, wow, I just love how, you know, one pocket to the other, just by changing how money flows, what a substantial difference it makes for your net income.
Yeah,
without getting a raise.
Right.
It's amazing when you're not losing 20, 30, 40% in income taxes year after year on the growth of your money. Oh, and talk about control and peace of mind, especially when we didn't know what to expect months ago with the death rate from this pandemic. Having also built in to protect your family a substantial death benefit that, heaven forbid something happened, you know that your family is taken care of financially.
Absolutely.
That's control. That's peace of mind. And so that's a big deal. And so also talking about, you know, it's like, hey, control wise, it's nice having cash just sitting in your safe, because good luck trying to deposit cash with banks. That's kind of not so fun. Right. So, but those pieces, that kind of liquidity between money in your mattress, money in your safe, you know, money in your checking and savings accounts with the banks, you know, that are FDIC insured. You know, I mean, I don't want to go off on the FDIC thing, but, you know, that's peace of mind, that's control, that's liquidity. And then, having a lot of money sitting in your bankosaurus.
Right.
It's doing all these numerous things simultaneously for you every single day.
Yeah.
Pure peace of mind. I'm going to give one of my clients, who I know is a great listener of the show, so I'm going to say his name, but he asked a few weeks, he calls, hey, can I use some of my money? I really, really want to buy this UTV. And I was like, dude, absolutely, you should enjoy the use of your money. And that thing looks awesome. And so he sent me pictures of it to see if, you know, get my blessing on it. I was like, yeah, have fun, dude.
Nice.
Go access that cash, but how are you going to pay yourself back?
Yeah.
How are you going to structure, you know, instead of going to the bank, getting on your hands and knees to beg for money, control. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But boy, do banks put you through hell for sometimes for car loans and especially home loans. And one client, clients of mine are telling me the other day that the underwriter for this home loan, they should have gone through who I recommended, but that's okay. it's like 5-6 weeks through this process. The underwriter wants them to guarantee 3 years from now or whatever, that they'll still have the same income stream through work.
Oh my goodness.
How the hell, you want to talk about control? Yeah. What the hell, how can you predict the future?
Yeah.
I mean, you could say it's likely, it's this, but we don't know what the hell's going to happen tomorrow right now. Right. So, but talking about control, how powerful is it that you don't have to get on your hands and knees and for him to go get his toy, he just literally picks up the phone and says, hey, I want 20 grand.
That's
whatever
right.
it was. I'm just throwing out a number.
Yeah.
I know what it was, but you know, I'm just, you know, those things, that's usually what they cost. Right. So, and it's like, how are you going to pay it back? But it's amazing how we'll pay back the big banks, all the time for auto loans. But a lot of people, when you just go access your own money, forget to pay yourself back.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta treat it the same way. This goes back to some of the episodes I've talked about with opportunity costs. But you know, having that permission to spend, having the control to do it in his terms, literally pick up the phone and say, hey, send me 20 grand or 10 grand, 15 grand, whatever. Right.
Yep.
You know, want to do a remodel in the house, remodel in the kitchen, got to put in, which I'm sure this is who just called my cell phone during this podcast. you know, an overpriced $12,000 HVAC system in a house, right? I didn't get on my hands and knees and beg for 12 grand. I just go pick up the phone and tell one of the companies that I have a bank of source with, send me the money.
Right.
And they don't ask me. They don't ask me any questions. I just get it within a week.
Right.
Pretty empowering. Guess what?
Yes.
And the family pays it back. We have it amortized. I was explaining this more and more to my wife. She sees it through. I don't ask anyone. I told my assistant, she'll see it. So I'm not going to tell you all the things I do. I'm going to show it through my actions. You'll see it through my actions day to day. I'm not going to ask you or anyone or clients all the time. And so my wife sees it through my actions. It's like, hey, 12 grand for the stupid HVAC unit, so we can sleep at night because we were dying.
Oh,
but then how's the family going to pay it back? Well, we're going to amortize it this way over 5 years. But I could have made it 10. I could have made it 3. I could have made it 30. But the point is that I had control over the situation.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And so that's been my whole thing is like, what can I do to help people create more control of their environment? And there's things that you can absolutely control when it comes to money, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a job still, you know what your payroll is, you know what to expect. You have control over your budget, right? And I know budget's such a horrendous word, but you have control over how money flows. You have the ability to measure it. And when you measure it, you can manage it.
Yep.
You have the ability to make a decision. Like I was terrified. I'm just addicted to the news. I was like, okay, well, let's see if I can get off that addiction. So far, I'm doing pretty damn well.
Absolutely.
Although I was really, really tempted to turn it on last night after, you know, a couple of clients calling, telling me certain things going on everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, that's interesting.
Yeah.
not so, you know, but anyway, is like control, control, control. And so if you have the ability, you have control on how you're going to spend your money. You have the ability to, if you're positioned well, great, add to it. But if you weren't for this this really weird year, 2020, what a weird year.
Yeah, for sure.
You have the ability to, something is pretty impactful what's happened this year, to make some changes, big changes, take control of the situation, say, you know what, no more.
Mm-hmm.
No mas.
That's right, no mas.
No mas. And if you don't feel like you have a strong savings strategy, you don't feel like you have control of your finances, you have the ability to make an educated choice to start learning, right? I provide some great resources on my website on engineerofinance.com. We've had plenty of episodes where I reference different books to start reading and studying. And then and also then ask for someone to mentor you, to help you that's in the know.
Right.
And I've offered over and over again, I love helping people. And a lot doesn't make sense for them to be a client of mine, but I love helping them.
Yeah.
And helping them take control of their future, their now, today, and their future, and start taking the necessary steps and taking that next step forward.
Nice.
So that they have more control. And I'm telling you, I've been on both sides of the spectrum, right? I thought I was in this great shape 10 years ago, and I got a rude awakening a year later. And then going from what looked really good on paper, net worth-wise, and strong income to all of a sudden having nothing. And then it was very, very hard to get up in the morning for years. But I did it.
Yeah.
I had control over that. I worked my butt off. Still do, but I love what I do.
Right.
Big and difference. But then made changes, took control over it. And then I have found that when, you know, a lot more money. If you're handed a crap sandwich, a lot more money in the middle, it helps you take control of situations. And with that, you can start influencing things. You can help. You just look at when you start creating a lot of wealth, look what some of these families can do and how they can influence the community through different nonprofits, through charities, through donations, and start making change that's important to them in the community.
Right. Sure.
And so that's how, I don't want to say control of others, but that's how you can influence the community. You can influence politicians, start doing the right thing.
That's
the whole topic was on control. It's also why, you know, for a lot of times when I talk about qualified plans, it's usually the last place I go. It can be an important part of people's financial strategies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of rules. The government and the financial industry has a lot of control of your money.
Yeah.
And I've asked this question on the episode. I've asked this to a lot of clients. I mean, and I'll ask you, Tammy, we'll see if you get it right before we wrap up the show today. What would be your dream home? And do you want to own a home, or would you, if it made sense to you down the road?
Yes.
What would be a dream home for you?
What do you want to know?
What do you want to share with
pretty everyone? Small. I'm into pretty small stuff. So like 1500 square feet, loft style.
What kind of view do you want?
Out in the woods.
Water? Do you want to be in the woods?
I want elevation for sure. And uh-huh. I want to be able to see for a long distance. Ideally it'd be the ocean.
Awesome. Do you want a farm? You can raise a bunch of animals too, or just
had that when I was growing up.
You did. So
I'm done.
So ideally a view of the ocean, 1500 square foot home.
Yep.
And you can see forever out, yep. Right? Sounds like
and
you want,
land
you want
around
space?
Me.
Land around. Yeah, you want
no,
space.
Yeah. No other buildings. I don't want to see a building. That'd be so awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Now if you had the ability to own that outright, or have 100% control of your dream property, which would you prefer?
100% control.
That's right. Most people answer that question, they'd rather own it. But then when we break it down, it's like, oh no, I'd like just to have 100% control.
Yeah.
So that's
probably
the topic
easy for me because that's what I'd always answer. control.
Yeah, because you want to have control of your environment, your future, as best we can. Sometimes we just... You know, there's some certain situations I just don't have any control over it. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And then I just focus on what I can control and what I can change and what I have influence over. And so anyway, that was the whole topic. But when you look at from financial strategies and to your point, and this is why we'll have a webinar on this, you know, within the next 4 weeks.
Nice.
And I'll put out the date on the next episode and how people can be a part of it if they're not familiar with the Bankosaurus. But that is a very, very powerful strategy of how you can start to take control of your finances and create an incredible amount of liquidity for you and your family.
Yep. So that's the title of the webinar, right?
Control.
Take back control.
Oh yeah. Take back. No, I think it's just going to be the Bankosaurus. I don't know. Okay. We'll come up with the title of the webinar. I don't know.
Okay.
That's what you guys are, marketing people are geniuses at, not me. So
I like what you just said, taking back control and setting it up for yourself and your family.
Yeah. I just, to me, that's all we can do that's all we can do.
It's a good point.
And I've always found having a lot more money that's readily available really helps you really help. It's an amplifier.
Mm-hmm.
It can really, really make a difference. And how empowering is it that you don't have to be on your hands and knees, begging the government for money.
That's
please,
right.
please. Boy, is this a great for people. I mean, if people haven't listened to the episode with Yuri Maltsev about socialism.
Right.
One thing I've noticed, and I'm not attacking our government, I'm just saying that when you look at the behavior of our government at a federal, state, and local level, it always seems through its actions, it protects itself first.
Yeah.
Then the people they're supposed to represent. And seeing what happened with, I appreciate the intention with the SBA loan stuff, with the PPP stuff, the triple P, helping employers keep their employees employed. And then the government giving out a lot more money for unemployment, but then it kind of had an adverse effect that people didn't want to go back to work because they made less, they made more not working. And so it's like, you know, you create this problem, the government creates it and they try to fix it. And, but if you want to talk about the socialism piece, it's like, I mean, just literally lines and lines of people. If you're on the phone every day for a half hour and then told to call back later, I mean, just waiting for your money that's supposed to be given out by the government. What a crappy feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And boy, does that mess with your psyche.
Absolutely.
Whereas if you had the ability to just like, you know what, no more, man, no more.
Yep.
I'm going to make some changes so that we can take control of the situation. And yeah, if whatever is owed to us gets paid, great. But we have such a buffer here that we have a lot of control of where we're going to get our food, like where we're going to go, how long we can stay in our homes, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
What type of investment opportunities? And trust me, I don't think I ever finished this question, and I know we got to wrap up in a minute or so. I have never seen so many cars with brand new license plates on them right now, the paper plates.
I've noticed them too.
They're what everywhere. Is
that? Yeah.
What the heck is going on?
Yeah.
So you want to hear a big prediction?
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah.
40 million people put out of work, right? Mm-hmm. GDP in the tanker. We have supply chain issues. We have the stock market that keeps going up and up and up, which to me is all whatever. I'll dive into that in another episode.
Okay.
Right? It doesn't seem natural. Yet, you see all these people with brand new cars.
I know.
All the travel retailers are gone. They're all sold out. They're gone. Because I was looking. I thought it'd be a cool 5-year anniversary present for my wife. And boy, did I miscalculate that one. I just assumed with half the, 40 million people with no income, why would they go out buying $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 travel trailers at retail price, which by the way, those things have overhead over 30, 35% in them. It's a huge negotiation window. And I was talking to a salesperson, they're selling at most 2% off retail.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you think might, so you want to talk about opportunity to really save money now?
Yeah.
And then a year from now, here's a huge prediction. I think there's going to be some incredible deals a year from now or less than a year from now on travel trailers, these 100,000 plus mini, these vans, the fancy vans for camping, cars, boats, UTVs, just my big prediction.
Yeah, makes sense.
Because sad, but yeah. So anyway, and I think it's just because we're also emotional creatures. We're all tied up forever. We finally get out. It's like, hey, we're a consuming society. We produce a lot and we consume a lot. Let's go buy a new car. 0%, right?
Yeah.
90 days, you can give this thing back. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I was just curious. You're seeing that phenomenon in Oregon. I've never seen so many new car plates in the Reno Tahoe area. And vans and travel trailers. And so anyway, that's it. Control, control, control is the topic today. And anyone has questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to my office. Go to my website, engineerofinance.com. And that's it. Tammy, anything, any thoughts before we wrap up?
Yeah, I'm just personally so excited about this webinar. I mean, everyone knows that's been listening to this podcast. I think I've been on you to do a webinar for a long time. So what's really cool to me about this, y'all, is that when Ken does the webinar, you actually get to see him. That's what's so cool about this is you'll get to see him and see him drawing his circles on his fancy new glass thingy. And so this is the time to get a sense of him without getting on the phone and all that. So if you're not quite ready to get on the phone with him, this will be a great opportunity for you to get a really good sense about who he is and that you can trust him and that he loves what he does and he loves helping people. He's not about the money. It's just, you'll get a really good sense of that watching this webinar. So I know he hasn't stated the time, but you know it's going to happen sometime in July. So tune in next week and you'll hear the date and the time and you'll be able to sign up.
I'll give the time and the date so people can register and I'll be pretty casual. I'll probably have my cool hat on. So I just like wearing
Max?
Baseball hats.
Can we see Max?
Max will say my turn, my turn, my turn, and not let me speak at all. But he will be on my show pretty shortly because I have a pretty cool announcement coming up. So there's a lot of fun things packed for the rest of this year. So
cool.
And yes, you've been pushing me. Everyone's been pushing me. A lot of people that, have been pushing me to do this webinar for at least a year. And so I got over the microphone phobia. So I think I'm over the camera phobia. So so I can't wait. We'll announce it next week. So thank you, Tammy. Thank you, everyone. Everyone take control of your lives. That's the topic. And I hope everyone got a lot of value out of today's show. If you liked it, please share it with people you care for and look up to. And I look forward to our next episode. Thank you, Tammy B. And thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.